In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good evening. I think you've got some social distancing at this point. As far as you are from one another, there we go. That's good. Today, in Spanish, I'm going to talk about Blessed Miguel Pro. But here in English, I want to give you something just on the gospel very briefly, particularly because, does anybody know what season begins on Sunday? Advent. See? Even Cynthia knew that. Everybody knows Advent begins. And Advent is a time that is marked by one particular virtue. Do you know what that virtue is that marks off the season of Advent? The season of this. No. Peace isn't a virtue. That's all right. Love. Love is one of the theological virtues. I guess that'll work in one way. But it's not that. It's the virtue of hope. Esperanza. Which means it's a season of transition. Because hope isn't something that rests in itself. It doesn't stay where it is. Hope never wants to remain where it is. What is hope doing? Hope is always reaching forward, hoping to grasp, to hold onto something. That's what hope wants to do. Hope says, there's a good out there that I want and that I need, and it's totally possible to grab a hold of. Maybe I can't do it today, but eventually I'm going to be able to get there. And what does the season of Advent say? I'm hoping for something, but I can get it. What is the getting? What is the thing to be obtained, the thing to be held onto that the season of Advent wants? I kind of heard it, but it was weak. What was it? It was really, really weak. I could barely hear it. That was like a whisper. There's no way that that young Angel knows what it is. What was it? That's right, Jesus. Jesus. That's what the Advent is hoping for. Hoping for Jesus, hoping for the incarnation, hoping for God incarnate, God to come close to you and me. And so how do we obtain for that? What do we do to make sure that there's room, that there's space within us to be able to do so? Are you making a preparation? We talked about it this weekend, about a preparation for death, but have we made a preparation for Advent? Have we thought about what it is that we're actually going to do to prepare? We can't just hope to arrive and there be ready for God to have us. We have to do the preparation, and that's what Advent is all about. Our Protestants don't do that. Celebrate seasons just to feast on. But we ourselves as Catholics, we know we have to make room for Christ so that he can enter into us. So we have these 4 weeks to do it. What are you going to do for these 4 weeks? Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Those are the three things. Not in an intense way like we're doing it through Lent, but through this little Lent. Have you made a plan for what you're going to do to make your prayer deeper? Whether that's praying maybe a couple extra prayers a day, maybe that's taking on a novena that you're going to enter into, the novena of the Immaculate Conception or of Our Lady of Guadalupe or of something else, the novena of the Christ Child there at the end. Something to prepare room in your heart through prayer. Fasting. Am I going to let go of a quantity of food, maybe a meal, or am I going to let go of a quality of food? Maybe let go of those sweets that are unnecessary, or maybe even something as simple as letting go of a little bit of seasoning that I can put on my food there and accept it plain just in that moment and realize Christ has to be the sweetness that I'm waiting for, that our Lord is going to bring spice in my life in some sort of way and allow us to spiritualize that to create a longing for Christ. And what about almsgiving? It's not just about money. It's an important thing, but not just about monetarily way. But what am I doing to make others' lives brighter and more joyful and to meet their need? Not just those who are poor physically, but poor in spirit, poor in soul, weak in their hearts. They feel like they have no one to reach out to them. They go about sad because nobody comes and visits them during this time of coronavirus. They feel like they're not human beings because nobody will remove their masks in such a way and smile at them to recognize that they're a human person. What are ways that we can do to bring that sort of gift of ourselves to others? Isn't that what the woman in the gospel did? God praised her because what? It says, didn't give out of the things that she had that were extra. But it says, ha dado todo lo que tenía para vivir. She gave all that she had to live. She gave herself, is what it's saying. She gave of herself in that way. And so too, in this time, Christ gives of his very self to us to become incarnate, coming down from the security of heaven with God there and to enter into our suffering and difficulty. And so too, God is offering us that opportunity to be more like him, to be more Christ-like. So that we can have that Christ-likeness to receive him into the creche, which is supposed to be where our soul is. What are you going to do? Have you made a plan for it? You've got a couple days. It's all right if you don't have it yet today, tonight. You just need to have it by the beginning of Lent. To do it as a family. Maybe things that you're going to do as a family to deepen it in some little way. Maybe things that you'll do individually in a different way. Making them little and not great things so that you can accomplish them. But in those little ways, opening our hearts for Christ. Through prayer, through fasting, and through holy almsgiving, giving of ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.